Kleber's warnings against marijuana have been cited by the New York State Association of Chiefs of Police and the American Psychiatric Association. What's left unsaid is that Kleber has served as a paid consultant to leading prescription drug companies, including Purdue Pharma, the maker of OxyContin, Reckitt Benckiser, the producer of a painkiller called Nurofen, and Alkermes, the producer of a powerful new opioid called Chohydro, notes Fang. Other academic opponents to marijuana legalization cited by Fang include Associate Professor of Psychiatry at Harvard Medical School, Dr. A. Eden Evans, a board member of the anti-pot organization Project SAM. Following Evans's collaboration in an article on marijuana legalization for the Journal of Clinical Psychiatry, the publication found that, as of November 2012, she was a consultant for Pfizer and DLA Piper, a law firm which in 2014 advised Pfizer on the $635 million acquisition of Baxter Commercial Vaccines. She also had received grant research support from Envivo, GlaxoSmithKline, as well as Pfizer. Another outspoken pot critic was Dr. Mark L. Krause, a board member of the American Society of Addiction Medicine. Dr. Krause opposed a proposed medical marijuana law offered in 2012 in Connecticut. According to Fang's research, financial disclosures showed Krause had served on a scientific advisory panel for painkiller producers such as Pfizer and Reckitt Benckiser in the year prior to his activism against the bill. Fang said none of the experts named responded to his requests for comment. Such conflicts of interest further help to explain the reasons for the crusade against marijuana. Our government policy on pot has been misguided since the original fears of reefer madness, which date to the first half of the 20th century. Like vaccines, our attitude toward illicit drugs has been corrupted and secretly guided by a small number of elites who profit from prohibition. In cases where marijuana has been legalized, the citizens have benefited, but powerful, entrenched forces have helped to stem the tide of legalization. The situation is reprehensible. Yet even more disconcerting is the damage being done by entirely legal prescription drugs.